This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there. You're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Tui Nareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today I'm super excited to have Vanessa here again. Yay. With us. And we're going to be discussing and sharing all the digital tools, apps, and websites that we love and help us in our daily lives. This will probably be a first of the month topic for the next few months.
Yeah, so each month, the first show of the month, maybe look at doing digital tools or different ideas or websites, things that can make a really big difference for us.
Yay. But stick around for that. But first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now you won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right, this is super exciting. Like, there's, I don't know about you, Vanessa, but I just have a huge collection of digital tools that I've been using for the past few years. And I don't know, a few of them, I don't think I can actually function without them.
Yeah, I have a couple that I use all the time, and I've got a newish one that I've been using for a couple of months, and it is just, like, it's made so much difference in my life. And some of the ones you talk, I can't wait for you to talk about some of yours, because I'm like, oh, I have to try that. That sounds really good.
And this is all before, you know, AI and ChatGPT was, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
So, yes. So the very first app we would love to share with you, it's one called Dailyo, which is Daylio. And that is basically a journaling app. It's free. You can download from your app store. And there is a premium version that I think it's about $20 a year if you want. But the free is really good. I always knew the evidence behind journaling and how good it is for you and for your mental health. But I could never write down things in a notebook because it was so permanent and, you know, it had to be pretty and I just didn't think I had the time. With Dailyo, it's amazing. You can preset all the different things, like, for example, how you slept. You can just have the you know, good, bad, medium. You can talk about your mood today, and you can just have the options. You can have the options of things you've done for productivity, you know, your hobbies, anything that is important to your day, your self-care, and you just add bullet points. And when you're ready to journal, you literally just click on the options saying, oh, I had a good sleep, click.
Yeah.
I feel actually quite rested and happy today. Click, click. You know, I managed to do all those good things at work. So you click, click, click.
And so there's options. So you don't have to think of them. That's the stuff that totally stops me with journaling is like this beautiful notebook. Like I have so many blank notebooks. I don't know about anyone else.
Me too.
But coming up with what to say. So there's options. So sorry, you're still going through what the options are.
No, and you can literally add your own options for anything. You can create a whole new group of options. It's you can personalize as much as you want. The best thing is that at the end you can attach photos to your daily journaling, and there is a space as well if you want to proper write something, a few paragraphs or whatever, you can also do that. Once you've been doing that for a few, you know, days and weeks, you can actually go and track, for example, your mood. You can go and see your sleep. You can link to see how your mood went and what were the things that were helpful for your mood to be that good those days. Because you can go back and see, oh, my God, that day I had an amazing sleep. You know, I've done my arts and crafts the night before, so I was really relaxed. I was feeling really on top of my work.
Yeah. And or maybe it's that actually, well, why do these days I had good sleep and I did my craft, but like I didn't feel as good as these other days? It's like, oh, I didn't have coffee after midday or something on the day before. Yep. Like, oh, so maybe that makes a difference for the day before.
Yeah.
Or mine is I always recognize, well, I now know, but it's from this sort of thing that if I have an alcoholic drink, like even just one, if I have it one night or two nights, that's fine. If I have a third night, I'm going to have a low mood the next couple of days. And I didn't know that until I started journaling. So it's that info you can
the
capture
information.
That's so good.
Yes. You can, you know, even like I'm thinking today, it's a horrible day here in Hamilton. You can actually put how the weather was. And sometimes you realize how affected by the weather we get. So I couldn't recommend Dailyo enough. It's a free app. There is also a 7-day free trial if you want to try the premium version. That's about $20-$25 a year, so it's pretty doable, but the free version is actually quite good. Now, both Vanessa and I have been really excited to share about the second tool, which is Goblin Tools.
It just makes me happy.
Now, if you're neurodivergent and you've never heard about Goblin Tools, get ready because this
will... Grab a pen and paper. Grab your phone. Grab whatever you find apps on.
Yes, because I was so excited when someone shared about Goblin Tools. And Goblin Tools, it's a website. So Goblin Tools... Now, goblin.tools. So you can just use the web version if you want. It's completely free. But there is also a free app you can download from your app store. And it's called Goblin Tools and has this little green goblin picture, which is really cute. Now, with Goblin Tools, you literally have so many life-saving.
I have to say. So Goblin Tools. So G-O-B-L-I-N space T-O-O-L-S. Just in case you're like me and spelling is really not your forte. And it's a little green, if you have an app, and it makes me happy. When I look at it, it's this little green app with a really happy looking goblin on it. Like it's just like a little baby goblin that looks happy to see you.
Mm. This is what I found, a summary of what Goblin Tools does.
Awesome.
Goblin Tools is a free collection of simple AI tools to assist neurodivergent individuals and others with tasks they find difficult. The tools on offer include a task organizer to help break down overwhelming projects, a tool for writing formal letters and emails, an AI assistant that evaluates situations and offers perspectives, and more. One of our favorites, the Magic To-Do List, automatically breaks down overwhelming tasks into manageable steps based on so your good. Selected spiciness level.
Yeah. How neurospicy are you? How neurospicy are you feeling today? Because it might be more than yesterday.
The higher the level, the more steps it will break it down to. So you have very, very minimal things to think about. It then organizes the steps by category and allows you to tick them off, edit, and reorder them.
And you can, in the middle of it, go, no, that's not enough tool. That's not enough. Like, I'm more spicy than that. That's too, like, each item takes too many steps. I need more steps. And it's just, like, I literally have it, like, for tidying my bedroom, for making my bed. Like, literally for making my bed, it's like, remove the bedding from your bed. Find the clean bedding. And then, like, it's literally, like, spread out the flat sheet or the fitted sheet. Put the pillows on. And it's like it asks, like, do you have a fitted top sheet? Do you have a, like, and it's just, it's literally that simple, so that when you're feeling overwhelmed, and I don't know about you, like, it's just so hard to do. Like, it's like, I know if I change the sheets on my bed and I have a shower and I get into bed, I will feel 1,000 times better.
100%.
But doing those is so hard.
And sometimes it's really hard to, you freeze just thinking about all the tasks you have to accomplish. So having it broken down into very manageable little steps makes it so much easier, and you don't have to think about it. And I mean, if some of the steps are not applicable to you, boom, you just skip it. That's totally fine. One of the other tools I love on Goblin Tools is the rewriting tool.
Okay, yeah.
Because sometimes you need to write something that sounds really professional and you just either don't have the time. So you can literally write the email or whatever document and put it on Goblin Tool and say, can you please write this, but sound more professional, please?
Okay,
and it will rewrite everything.
Is that the professor?
Because
they've got really cool names.
Yes, go ahead.
So I love the magic to do. Because it's literally, they wave a magic wand. Like, I give it the one item that I want to do, and they wave a magic wand and break it up to steps depending on how much my neurospicy is spicying today.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you, if you're like me, sometimes I get incredibly emotional about things, and I'm a person that I like sorting the problems. But if I'm going to email someone about something that I'm obviously emotional about, it doesn't sound great on the other end, you know? So I can still put that information in, and Goblin Tools will rewrite it in a way that it still has the same information, but it's taking all that emotion, content from it.
It takes the emotive language out of it.
Yes.
Or keeps the emotion, but not the overwhelm. Like, I know I've seen when you've used it before, it's like the thing is it still shares kind of how you're feeling about it, but it's not like, that's not front and center. The information is front and center. So that's really, really good.
Yes, so that is really good. I also love the chef tool. Because, you know, sometimes all you see is ingredients in your fridge.
There's no food here. There's only ingredients.
I mean, my best friend, she can literally, I don't know how she does it, but she can make amazing dinners from scratch without having a recipe book. And I'm like, whoa. I see ingredients and I panic and I'm like, oh my God, what if I find a recipe online and I don't have all the ingredients? And then I can't do it either, because in my head it won't work.
No.
So the chef tool, it's amazing. You can literally just type in the ingredients you want to use or the ingredients that you have in your pantry or in your fridge. And it will pull out the top recipe ideas from the internet with the ingredients you got on hand. How amazing is that?
that's so good, because that's the thing, is so often, like, the stop is that I need to eat, it's too hard to think about how to make something, and you don't have things on site that you could just turn into a deconstructed food, right? So you don't have to make a sandwich, you could just eat the pieces. But, like, if you want to make a meal, but how do you do it with what you have, that's a great way to go.
It's so good. It's so good. Now, this is Goblin Tools. There is a lot of information online, and please look into it. It will make your life so much easier.
Yeah.
Now, both Vanessa and I wanted to share an app that a lot of us have used. I haven't used as much as Vanessa, so I'll let her share about it.
I've got my little giggle, my little cheer dancing going on here. Like, Hayes has got a big grin looking at me doing my cheer dance here. So the app is Finch. So
and so that's FINCH.
Yep. And the app picture, so as far as I know, it's only an app. I don't think it's a website at all. It's only an app. And again, there is a free version, and then there's a premium version, which I believe is $69.99 New Zealand a year. Which I think would be totally worth it if you have the money. I currently don't, but it's something I'm working towards. Because honestly, you only get a few extras, but they're kind of really pretty extras. But Finch, and so the app is like a little grey, it's the face of a little penguin, and it's just so cute. I really do well with cute things. It makes me feel happy, which we all know with mental health quite often, like the finding the dopamine or the serotonin can make a really big difference. So it is a self-care app. So literally, it's about like what are the things that you need support doing and achieving to make your life better. And you can do anything. So my girlfriend has it as well. And we have quite, other than like clean our teeth or take our meds, because she doesn't take medication, but she takes vitamins. So other than those two, so she has take vitamins and I have take medication. Like those are the only things we really have in common. Like she has like do her Duolingo, like there's all sorts of random things she has, whereas I have mine as very basic adulting skills. It's like I have literally, and you can set the time. So the thing I like is you put in, they have a whole range that you can just choose from to when you first start and you're like, what do I put in? Don't give me a blank space. There's a whole range. So it's like have a shower, water the garden, talk to your friends, like have a coffee, be nice to yourself, listen to music. Like it, there's a lot of options. And then you can write in your own and you can choose, is it set for a time of the day? So you can choose the time of day that it's set for. So the things that are earlier in the day will start at the top of the list, and then anything that's any time will be in the middle, and anything you set for late at night will be, because I have some nighttime ones. It's like, take my magnesium so I don't wake up with cramp. Have a shower before bed so I sleep better. It's like, they all set to go off at 9 o'clock, so they come up. But I have to say, the thing I love, so when you have, you do the tools, so when you have the list of your, so it's in your home space and it's your goals for today. Now, I currently have 86 goals in my day. That is not what I expect to do each day. That is if miraculously I woke up one day and I was neurotypical and I had lots of energy and no physical pain, that's probably what I would be able to get done, right?
Yeah.
But I have no expectation. My expectation is, can I do three? Because I'd really like to have my teeth clean, get out of bed and take my medication. Yeah. And so I, when you do them, so like I had washed my face, I have washed my face, I can mark that off. I get five little points, right? And so once you build up a certain number of points, you can buy things for your little penguin. And so you can buy cute clothes and cool little house, like things for your apartment.
So cute.
And you can be in different places and they go on adventure. Once you've got a certain number, I think it's about 35 points, you go for an adventure for the day. So you, currently my penguin is walking across the screen with the little monkey friend that they've got, and they've got a bubble machine that I'd managed to buy them, so they're like blowing bubbles while they go, and they've got a really cool purple hat on, and so they're exploring Rome, because that's currently where I am, is Rome, because I want to find some new tools, like different things, because when they come back from their adventure at the end of the day, they say, hey, this is the thing I found out. And so sometimes it's to do with the place and sometimes it's not. Yeah. So we've been in Egypt and it's been some really cool stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like, so it's, but what I've, do you know what? I have not consistently made my bed every day more in my entire life, and I'm about to turn 50, than I have in the last 3 months of having Finch. Because actually that extra 5 points, it's like sitting there and it's like I've done the other two. Okay, so I'm going to actually make my bed. Oh, I'm going to open my curtains. These are things that do not happen regularly. So it has made the biggest difference, and I absolutely recommend it to anyone.
That is really, really cool. So that was Finch, F-I-N-C-H. So, yes, we're going to get back to this on the first program of
every month.
Yeah, which is exciting. So we shared three tools today, Dalio, Goblin Tools, and Finch. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk? 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for those support lines. Hyacer will play that at the end of every single show of Finding Stigma. So come back next week on Thursday at midday and capture all those again if you want to, or else you can find a podcast. So the Finding Stigma show has the podcast play both on freefm.org.nz, on accessmedia.nz app, where I know we're on Apple Podcasts because I've listened to ourselves on that, and we're also on Spotify, which I don't know about Hyacer. It makes me feel really, I don't know, real radio person, like now that I'm on Spotify.
And soon to be on YouTube.
Yeah, and soon to be on YouTube. So yeah, so it's pretty awesome. So if you missed any of those contact details or you want to actually go, hey, this sounds really good, what other topics have you done? Have a look. You can find a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really great if we talk about, like, because we talked about some really cool tools, but I definitely, my brain's kind of buzzing on how we can combine them together to make a difference.
So, I use my Dailyo throughout the day. So I will start by opening up and going, all right, I had a good sleep. How is the weather looking? How am I feeling in the morning? And then throughout the day, I could click just on the things that I've done or things that happen. And then at the end of the day, as I'm heading to bed, that's when I add my pictures or any quotes or anything that caught my attention for the day. So that's Dailyo for me.
What I really like is the idea, because like knowing about Dailyo now, like I've never put in a Finch action a goal for doing daily journaling. I've always wanted to, but anytime I've had it before, I have failed dismally. And so one of the things that's really important for me is like making it so I can do it. So my thing is like if I have things on my Finch app that I want to do, but I'm not sure how to do. Like maybe Goblin Tools can help me break it down to do it. I could use Dailyo.
100%.
And the thing is, it doesn't have to be a single action. You can put in that it needs to be multiple actions. So if like you normally go into Dailyo, say three times in a day, you just have it three occurrences. And so each time you do it, you can mark it off on your Finch. So it's another way. It's like, and then you get new cool things for your little penguin.
Yeah, I think I use Goblin Tools more with work-related stuff or tasks, like kind of like a project management tool.
Oh, very good. You know,
when I'm overwhelmed and there's a lot happening and I just break it down, I feel more organized, and I do use a lot the transcribing either to more professional language or to less emotional language when I need it to.
I call it de-neurospicy my language, my thought process. Make it into what other people could understand.
But there is so many ways that you could use that tool. And if you are on social media, maybe a great thing if you could, you know, contact us. Or
come on to the Progress to Health Facebook page. So if you just look for Progress to Health and to his TO and on Facebook, and you could drop us a line. I'm going to have a little space to talk about what we talked about today.
It'll be really interesting to see how others use those tools and because, you know, there is always other ways. And
Or you could maybe let us know what tools you use that you really like, and we can maybe share it in one of the other shows.
100%. Okay, so thank you again, Vanessa, for being here. It's always so exciting to be in the studio with you.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to be here.
And take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Sigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.